Well, you've called us a debtor nation, all of you out there who helped us name our series this week, trying to get into the details of America's relationship with debt, both on the macro and the micro scale. Check out the entire series on our website, thetakeaway.org. And we're taking your questions about getting out of debt and also how you would like to transform your relationship with your banker. The Center for Future Banking is actually a institution at MIT, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. It's centered at the Media Lab. And the senior sponsor of that center at MIT is Bank of America. And Jeff Carter joins us now. He's the senior business executive from Bank of America who is leading the Center for Future Banking up at MIT. Jeff joins us from a banking center or a former banking center in the United States, Charlotte, North Carolina. Jeff, thanks for being with us.
Good morning, John. Thank you so much for having us.
How urgent do banks think getting to a future, different kind of relationship between consumer and banker? How urgent is of an issue is that for the industry, do you think?
Well, we certainly think it's very urgent. I mean, we believe that, you know, we're living in an unprecedented times right now, and the times, you know, to be blunt, are not good. What started really last year as a crisis in the subprime markets became really a global credit crisis, and now it's become a global recession. So we believe we'll begin to see a turnaround when the core problem, which is housing, reaches a bottom. And when that turns the corner, which we expect to happen sometime in the middle of next year, we believe that we'll see a return to GDP growth in a more normalized sense. I think it's pretty clear at this point that we're in a recession, and the fact is that as a society, we're drowning in debt. I mean, over the past 25 years, the growth of total U.S. debt, private and public, has outpaced the growth of GDP by a factor of 4 to 1. So there's no doubt that the state is urgent, and we feel a real sense to change the industry for our customers.
Well, Jeff, let's talk about a future banking relationship that perhaps wouldn't encourage borrowers to get into debt that is eventually going to drown them. And banks that actually encourage a sense of literacy on the part of consumers rather than simply focus on transaction fees, which some of our listeners have already described as pretty frustrating and difficult to follow.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think, when you take a look at, you know, how things are going to change, I think it's a little bit important to kind of understand how do we get into this current debt crisis. And, you know, we believe, as we said before, it's really this, you know, perfect financial storm. So the government encouraged subsidies for the housing industry. You know, appraisers and rating agencies, you know, they based their analytical models, which we believe are going to be a core of the transformation that happens in the industry, on recent historical data drawn from inside that growing bubble. And then the global savings glut created this massive liquidity, with global investors in turn chasing these higher and higher yields. That led to these very complex securitizations that were not always well understood by those investing in them, and in some cases even those that were creating them. But that promise of higher yields drove people, you know, further and further. Investment banks, freed from those leverage limits, began piling up debt, et cetera, all that combined to form a society-wide, you know, consensus that house prices would raise forever. So that was really at the core of the debt. So what we believe is that, you know, the financial services industry that emerges from this crisis is going to look very much different. It's only going to include a handful of very large, diversified global firms on one end of the spectrum, thousands of small local community banks on the other. And the credit markets are going to have to be far simpler, more transparent, and it's just going to be a smaller industry.
It seems like it's going to have to play to what is the essential value part of the equation here, and that is a relationship between a single banker and a single consumer, and the understanding that maybe that banker has, because they know this person, that they can actually pay back a loan, and the consumer knowing that banker is going to back them up when push comes to shove. If you know that information, it doesn't really matter what the rating agency says, right?
You're absolutely right. And, you know, if you look at just for a moment, if you look at, you know, the financial stock share of the market from the S&P, we grew from 8% to 22% over the last 17 years, and no one in banking was complaining. But it'd be fair to say that growth in financial services was overdone. And I don't think it would hurt to remind anyone that we play a supporting role in the economy. Banks play a supporting role, not a leading role. So financial services is really a means, not an end. And we believe that our job is really to enable the creators of economic value and to enable the people that are our customers, people who make things and people who use them, to get better and do business. And certainly I think as an industry, we're all sensing some humility in that. I think to your point, you know, the new financial services industry that emerged, I think it's going to be shaped by two forces. One, which you mentioned, which is free market and people of the country expressing their preferences. And then obviously the regulatory environment. I think if you spend a little bit of time on just the free market side, there is no doubt that we're all going to go through. I mean, I think each and every one of us is going to go through a painful process of rebalancing our personal balance, you know, and family balance sheets. And debt has become such an outsized variable in that equation. So as a country and as a culture, we believe that we're going to see a renaissance and more of a return to a savings culture. Maybe that's going to be the core of this transformation.
And part of this transformation, Jeff, can you give us one example of something you think will be done differently that perhaps will make my life as a consumer easier?
Yeah, I think you know the key word that I would say in all of this is just transparency. And so I think you know consumers drive our economy. There's no doubt about that. And consumers are going to have an ability to take more control of their financial future. And what that means is that we're going to have transparency. John mentioned in the beginning, there's this whole move towards transactional-based and service-based pricing models. I think you're going to see a lot of the future around these customer-based models, which are not transactional-based at all.
So moving away from fees and moving towards maybe more of a credit line with a very strong sort of relationship between the banker and the borrower.
Absolutely. I mean, relationships are going to be key.
Well, Jeff, you know, it's great, and it's actually it gives me a little bit of optimism to hear you talk there. But it's nice that somebody is thinking about the future of banking. Jeff Carter is a senior business executive from Bank of America, which is leading MIT's Center for Future Banking up in Cambridge. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you very much, Sean.
And we are talking about debt today, including the auto industry's debt.
Hi, this is David from Putnam, Connecticut. I think the United Auto Workers ought to be the one that are bailing out the big three. My father, 30 years plus as an elementary school principal, makes less than the guy putting on fenders at GM. What's wrong with this picture?
We're asking you also for your stories as part of our week-long series on debt in America. Tell us, do you have a dysfunctional relationship with your bank? Banking is a business. How would you make that business better for you? 877-8-MY-TAKE or MyTAKE at thetakeaway.org.
It's amazing to hear what seems to be a backlash against the big three automakers. They're asking for a bailout, and here's your takeaway.
You're trying to solve a long-term problem with a short-term cash infusion, and the two just don't balance out.
That's Fortune Magazine senior editor Alex Taylor. We're always on here.
We are always on, except when I'm off and then...
But we're
then
on.
You come in and you can also go to the To Go every morning with our daily podcast. Subscribe now at thetakeaway.org or on iTunes. I'm John Hockenberry.
I'm Adora Udoji, and this is The Takeaway.